Today we are at Psalm 118. It's so good to have you with us this morning. Why don't we go ahead? You ready to have some? Well, I'm going to have coffee. You want some of my coffee? No. Okay. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray. We'll get into God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Please let us receive it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go, Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, right, you're going to help me with this. His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, what do you think the house of Aaron is going to say? His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, what do you think those who fear the Lord now say are going to say? His mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me, among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. You think it's better to trust in the Lord than in kings and princes? Mm-hmm. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. Could you imagine being surrounded by bees? Would that be scary? You know, all their stingers pointed at you. He says, they surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. Oh, don't do that. That's gross. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. What does he call God?
His salvation.
That's right. The voice of rejoicing in salvation in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me, and have become my salvation. Oh, this is an interesting one. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
What's your question?
That Jesus is our king.
Jesus is our king. Did you know verse 22, Jesus says it's talking about himself? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jesus is the chief cornerstone, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. The churches.
Yeah, and here, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. What does Jesus call himself? Is he the gate?
Mm-hmm.
And did Jesus go up to the city in righteousness?
Mm-hmm.
Did he enter in as the great king?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, he did. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God. I will praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Well, we need to ask ourselves, first, what do we need to ask ourselves? A, what is this
about?
About? Can I put this down so I can see your eyes? B, what is the best verse to summarize? And C, what are we
called
to do? That's right. What do you think this psalm is about, Daniel?
I don't know.
You don't know?
About
Jesus? It is about Jesus. That's right. Who should we trust in?
Jesus. That's God.
Jesus, that's right. Who destroys our greatest enemy?
God.
Yeah. How did God destroy our greatest... Who is our greatest enemy? Sin and the...
Yeah.
Sin and Satan. And death, right? But what did Jesus do?
Jesus is the light.
Jesus is the light. You're right. He is. And he has given us light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did Jesus also conquer Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Did he beat him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Even did people surround Jesus to try to trip him up? Were they like bees around him always trying to stop him?
Mm-hmm.
But did he conquer his foes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sure did.
I have one question.
What's your one question?
God is like what we build on the church.
God is like what we build on. Oh, you mean the church is built on what God, on Jesus Christ and on the apostles and the prophets?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's what he said that we are supposed to do in the book of Ephesians.
And the church is like the cornerstone.
Well, the cornerstone of the church is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. He's the chief cornerstone.
And he made all of us, even the bad people.
He what?
He made all of us.
Yeah, he made all of us. That's right.
To share the good news.
Yeah. To share the good news. That's right. So what do you think we're called to do from this verse?
To praise God.
To praise God. That's good, right? To thank God. For his mercy endures.
Even in the hardest time, we can trust God.
That's right. Even in the hardest times, we can trust God. Can we trust him in the good times, too?
Yes.
That's right. Can we thank God for Jesus?
Mm-hmm. And we can trust him always.
We can trust him always. That's right. Hey, are you ready to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to pray or do you want to pray?
Mm-hmm.
You want to pray? Okay, go ahead.
God, please help that we shout the good news to people. God, please help that as they log online, and please help that they shout the good news. Amen.
Amen. Lord, let us share the good news and let us be thankful for all your goodness to us, for your mercy endures forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you be filled with joy and peace. May you rest in the Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of the church, of our salvation. He's the King. He's our light. We'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.